Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Today, the House is expected to pass a gun safety bill. The Senate passed it last night. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The Senate easily approved a bipartisan gun violence bill Thursday night. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas was one of the key architects.
The potential we have to save lives is worth any sort of concession we might have had to make during the negotiation.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
It marks meaningful progress.
The bill, which follows mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, help states put in red flag laws, and fund local programs for school safety, mental health, and violence prevention. The House now takes up the measure. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Supreme Court's decision overturning a gun permitting law in New York has several states with firearms restrictions scrambling. Dave Workman of the Second Amendment Foundation says this ruling actually protects New York residents.
I don't think New York citizens have anything to fear at all, except maybe the overreaction from their government in Albany.
But the Reverend Patrick Mahoney of the group Faith Leaders for Ending Gun Violence told a crowd gathered outside the Supreme Court building,
"This is an absolute disgrace when we are seeing increased violence in America through guns."
The UN is warning that the world faces a catastrophe because of the growing shortage of food. The war in Ukraine is one of the reasons, says the UN. Ukrainian forces will pull back from the battered city of Severodonetsk to avoid being surrounded by Russian troops, says a regional governor. Toyota is recalling thousands of vehicles worldwide because of wheel bolts that could come loose, risking a crash. The BZ4X, it's a crossover vehicle. This is AP News. The latest from the House January 6th committee.
Several members of Congress sought pardons for their parts in former President Donald Trump's attempt to deny President Biden's election. In Thursday's House Select Committee hearing, former White House officials in recorded interviews talked about Republicans in Congress seeking pardons from President Trump for their parts in the planning to overturn the certification of President Joe Biden's election. Former Trump Special Assistant Cassidy Hutchinson says that included Florida's Matt Gaetz and Alabama's Mo Brooks.
Mr. Gaetz and Mr. Brooks, I know, have both advocated for there to be a blanket pardon for members involved in that meeting and a handful of other members.
Other aides add Republican Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, Andy Biggs of Arizona, and Louie Gohmert of Texas were also mentioned. Gaetz, in a statement, calls the investigation a political sideshow. Perry denies having sought a pardon. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Paolo Banchero was the first player taken in Thursday's NBA draft. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has details of the top five picks.
The 6'10 forward was chosen by the Magic after leading Duke to the Final Four as a freshman.
This is one of the best moments of my life. I'm super excited. And I couldn't be happier.
Going second overall to the Thunder was Gonzaga's Chet Holmgren. The Rockets picked up Auburn forward Jabari Smith at number 3. The Kings used a 4th selection to grab Iowa forward Keegan Murray. And the Pistons took guard Jaden Ivey of Purdue with the 5th pick.
Major League Baseball, the Yankees rallied past the Astros in the 9th inning for a 7-6 win. Correspondent Tom Merriam in New York.
The Yanks trailed 6-3 entering the 9th against Houston closer Ryan Pressly, who walked the first two batters. Aaron Hicks then blasted a 3-run homer to tie the score at 6. Then with 2 out, Aaron Judge singled home the winning run for the Yanks' 9th walk-off win of the season.
Elsewhere in the American League, the Twins blanked the Guardians 1-0. The Mariners topped the A's 2-1, and the Orioles blanked the White Sox 4-0. In the National League, the Braves held off the Giants 7-6 after nearly blowing a 6-run lead. Atlanta closer Kenley Jansen gave up a run in the 9th after setup man Will Smith allowed one in the 8th.
Try not to give up the lead, but we've got a 3-run lead, and we give up one, you know, it's not the end of the world to us.
Other NL scores, the Dodgers doubled up the Reds 10-5. The Pirates outlasted the Cubs 8-7 in 10. The Brewers over the Cardinals 6-4. The Marlins edged the Rockies 3-2, and the Phillies routed the Padres 6-2. Hugh McElhaney, the elusive Pro Football Hall of Fame halfback who starred in the San Francisco 49ers' million-dollar backfield in the mid-1950s, has died. He was 93. Arch Manning, the nephew of former NFL star quarterbacks Peyton and Eli Manning, and a quarterback himself, announced he has committed to play at the University of Texas. And in golf, Rory McIlroy and JT Poston share the first-round Travelers Championship lead at 8-under. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In testimony before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, former acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen said then-President Donald Trump called almost every day complaining about election fraud.
At one point, he had raised the question of having a special counsel for election fraud. At a number of points, he raised requests that I meet with his campaign counsel, Mr. Giuliani.
Committee member Adam Kinzinger says, imagine if a president could screen future Justice Department employees and asking them,
are you loyal to me or to the Constitution? And it wouldn't take long to find people willing to pledge their loyalty to the man.
Federal agents searched the home of a former top Trump Justice Department official, Jeffrey Clark. The Supreme Court decision striking down a restrictive New York gun law will likely lead to more Americans being legally armed in cities and elsewhere. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Challenges are expected in a half dozen states with laws similar to the one in New York, whose top Democrats are ripping the high court decision. From Governor Kathy Hochul.
We don't need more guns on our streets.
To New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Tom King, whose New York gun group challenged the state law, says he's relieved lawful gun owners will no longer be persecuted by laws he says didn't actually keep anyone safe.
We are not the problem. The problem is the criminals and the wrongdoers in the state.
At the White House.
The Supreme Court's decision today defies logic.
Vice President Harris echoing President Biden, who says he's deeply disappointed and is urging states to pass new gun laws. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police say a knife-wielding psychiatric patient fatally stabbed a man inside a Las Vegas hospital. One person was injured. This is AP News. A deal was reached related to a deadly Florida condo collapse.
A judge has given final approval to a settlement of just over $1 billion for victims of the collapse of a Florida beachfront condo building that killed 98 people. The deal comes just one day before the one-year anniversary of one of the deadliest building failures in U.S. history. Most of the money will go to people who lost family members in the collapse. About $100 million is earmarked for legal fees, and $96 million is set aside for owners who lost one of the 136 units in the building. I'm Shelley Adler.
The state of Michigan agreed to destroy more than 3 million dried blood spots taken from babies and kept in storage, a partial settlement in an ongoing lawsuit over consent and privacy. At the state's direction, hospitals have routinely pricked the heels of newborns to draw blood to check for more than 50 rare diseases. At issue is leftover samples. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The FDA has banned Juul e-cigarettes. Health officials have ordered vaping company Juul to pull its electronic cigarettes from the U.S. market. It's the biggest blow yet to the embattled company that is widely blamed for sparking a surge in teen vaping. The announcement by the FDA is part of a sweeping regulatory review of e-cigs, which faced little regulation until recently. Since last fall, the FDA had okayed a few e-cigs that account for a very small share of the vaping market. To stay on the shelves, manufacturers must show their products help reduce the harm of smoking for adults without appealing to kids. I'm Shelley Adler.
The latest on mortgage rates. Average long-term mortgage rates went up this week following last week's big jump, the biggest in 35 years. Freddie Mac reports the 30-year rate ticked up to 5.8% this week from last week's 5.7. The average rate on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, popular among those refinancing their homes, rose to 4.9%. A year ago, the rate was 2.3%. higher borrowing rates appear to be slowing the housing markets, but home prices kept climbing in May. The national median home price jumped almost 15% in May from a year earlier to $407,600. That's an all-time high, according to the National Association of Realtors. I'm Rita Foley.
A quick-thinking coach prevented tragedy at the Swimming World Championships in a dramatic rescue. Artistic swimmer and two-time Olympian Anita Alvarez lost consciousness and slipped to the bottom of the pool after completing her solo free final at the World Aquatics Championships in Budapest on Wednesday. Her coach, Olympic medalist Andrea Fuentes, dove in fully clothed to pull the 25-year-old swimmer to safety. Fuentes told a Spanish radio outlet that when she noticed something was wrong, she shouted at the lifeguards, but they didn't seem to understand, and the few seconds that passed before she jumped in felt like an hour. Alvarez was not breathing when she was rescued, but Fuentes says the swimmer is doing well after getting some water in her lungs. The coach compared swimming to other endurance sports, saying, "We push through limits, and sometimes we find them." U.S. Artistic Swimming tells the AP, "The swimmer has been evaluated by medical staff and will continue to be monitored." I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.